Michael Kaplan, you have a new system that you created and your team created here in Illinois to help people that own that have water coming into their homes, basically everybody, take care of the lead that they don't even know that's coming into their homes. So how much is your system, number one? The cost of the investment's what?
$395.
One-time shot.
One-time shot.
What type of maintenance is required? Are there filters? Do you have to get maintenance on it? You know, what's the yearly maintenance on that $395?
No maintenance whatsoever. We designed it so that it's like very simple to use. So there's no clocks, no strainers, no filters. There's no maintenance whatsoever. It's a computerized system that's going to last a long time. We started installing these systems back in 2016.
Okay.
We have a lot of them that are still working today. Zero maintenance.
And your name is Michael Ramos, not Michael Ramos, Kaplan.
Yes.
Kaplan. You're
yes.
Not married to Ray. Her husband would have homage on that, probably.
We just met.
Well, maybe, depending on.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm a matchmaker. Matchmaker. So you're based out of the western suburbs. What town are you based out of?
I'm in Hanover Park.
Hanover Park.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are cranking these out. It's an Illinois product. You're shipping them all over the United States, all over the world, or is it primarily here in Illinois?
Primarily in Illinois, but we're shipping all over the United States.
$395 per
year. That's it. We wanted to make sure that it was available to everybody, and it's easy to use.
Okay.
So we wanted to keep the price where, you know, people felt comfortable making that investment, and it's extremely effective.
Where do you install it in the home, or in an apartment building, or in a commercial property? Where do you install it?
So we're talking about residential. Ideally, you'd want to put it underneath the kitchen sink. You want to attach it to the cold water line coming in right underneath the kitchen sink. But if you don't have electricity underneath the sink, we can attach it to where your laundry room is.
Okay.
We pull directly off of the cold water tap from your laundry room, and that's basically pulling from the main, coating the inside of your main, and then everything up to that point, basically, which is like right underneath your kitchen sink.
And what areas in Illinois, in the Chicagoland area, all the way down to Carbondale, what areas in Illinois are seeing that you're experiencing the worst type of lead contamination that our listeners have no idea they're getting contaminated?
Besides Chicago, we're seeing a lot in southern Illinois and a lot in Elgin right now. But it's pretty much everywhere. We've done work in Skokie, Winnetka, pretty much all over the state.
Really?
Yes.
And do you work with plumbers? Do you work with plumbing contractors? Who's your main partner on this?
We have a plumbing contractor right now that we work with. They're from Chicago. They're our main guys that we go to.
Okay.
But we're always looking for more plumbers. We need more.
Have you met Mike Epping from CenterGuard?
I have not.
You will. Okay. During the next break, I'll introduce you to Mike because him and his team are the best in the business. They did a lot of work in my house. So on new construction, I built a house, right? I dropped an old house. I built a new house. I'm assuming, and I've got copper lines coming into my home, right? Is that a challenge with the copper line? Because it's coming off the main that still has lead particles in it, from what you're saying.
Yeah, there's still a chance that there's going to be lead present. We've done work in schools that were built in 2009 that are certified green buildings that have no lead or asbestos in them, but they show elevated lead levels still inside the plumbing. We were contacted by a firm in New York that they had a brand new construction building. That one, same thing. All new components, all new copper. They're seeing elevated lead levels in there, too.
312-981-7200 if you've got any lead questions, lead in your water questions. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So this is primarily right now a unit for residential purposes only. Are you trying to get something for the commercial and apartment building side as well?
Yeah, since our inception back in 2016, it started out as residential, but then we started like shifting gears a little bit to make sure that we make it available for daycare centers and schools. So it's a retrofit that could go inside existing plumbing, existing drinking fountains that can actually be very effective. You just put it right inside the cabinet and it's going to do its job. It's going to resurrect an old fixture and turn it into like new.
So what's happening with your device? Are you shooting something into the water? Is it done? What's happening?
So basically what's happening is we're taking advantage of the water treatment coming from the treatment plant here in Chicago. We're taking advantage of that orthophosphate corrosion control barrier that they put in at the treatment plant, and we're applying that. So we're basically putting a liner inside every pipe, inside of an existing structure, old piping, copper. we're coating the inside of a pipe. It's almost like a ceramic coating that goes inside. It's a liner.
Okay.
That's what we're doing, and that's what we're maintaining. So that's one of the most effective ways to handle lead in leaching and drinking water right now.
And Elgin, you said, has got a major challenge?
Yes. They've been in the news for quite a while now.
How many units have you installed in Elgin?
So far, only two.
Only two in Elgin?
Only two. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. We've gone to town hall meetings, introduced ourselves, saying that we have a system that we've tried in southern Illinois and some other areas that had elevated lead levels, and they basically wouldn't even listen to what we had to say.
Do you test the water prior to installing these units?
Absolutely, yes.
And how long does that test take? Do you have to send it out, or can you do it on-site?
We don't do it on-site. We do send it to a lab. It usually takes around 10 days before we get the results. But basically what we do is we just let people know, hey, look, this is a proactive. You might test good today, but there's no telling what your lead levels are going to be next week or next month. If you want to know for sure how you're getting good water quality in your house, put this system in. We could test it.
So you'll do the before and after?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ray, is that crazy?
That's cool.
I've never heard of anything like this. And there's only two people in Elgin.
Two houses in Elgin. Yes. Because the village and the people in Elgin, they wouldn't even listen to what we had.
They don't want to know about it.
They don't want to know about it.
Right. If they know about it, then they got to fix it.
Yeah. Well, they know about it because they had town hall meetings, you know, where they were inviting the residents, letting them know, hey, we have elevated lead levels. We're doing everything we can. And they started handing out pitcher filters to people.
Oh, that helps.
You know, sure. Filters in general, you know, I feel like, you know, yeah, that's one way to address it. But filters are reactionary. When we started this company in 2016, we wanted to come up with something that was proactive, that was going to prevent lead from accumulating in the first place, because it didn't exist on the market. I looked for it back in 2016. Didn't exist. So I figured I'm going to have to build one myself.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you. You're going to stay for the next 2 hours. We'll dive deeper into this. I've got an idea for you during the break. Okay. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information.
It's 773-556-5266.
One more time.
773-556-5266.